What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare, on Prime Video, now streaming.
The following program is rated TV-MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Out.
Hi, babe.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good.
I can't believe this is episode 90, bitch.
I know, it's crazy. I can't wait till 100.
What are we going to do for 100?
Get out of my brain.
You owe me a Coke.
Get out of my brain.
I don't know. We should do it live for sure.
We should have, well, fuck, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going to be. I don't know if I'll be able to do that, but we should have one of our guests. How about the psychic?
What about if we're at Spooky Empire for our 100th? Is that about right? 10?
No.
I don't think so. Sure?
Oh, God, guys, we got to do math here.
Yeah, it is. I think it is.
Danielle, talk while we do.
Okay, let me see. So are we? We're the 17th. This episode will air this coming Tuesday, which is the 22nd.
That'll be a Halloween episode, bitch.
Oh, shut up.
Did we plan this?
Of course we did.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Wow. Okay.
So we can.
Yeah.
So it'll be spooky.
Yeah. So Spooky Empire live. It'll be our 100th. Episode Halloween weekend.
Yeah, holy shit, we need new merch.
We're gonna do it all. I'm like redoing everything for the month of October. I'm like doing all new pictures, all new merch, all new, like, we need to just fucking do it.
Yeah,
I want to know what you guys want to see this year from Scout and I, like, as far as like photo stuff, or like we did our calendars last year, like what we've done, like some other than, like, what do you guys want? I don't know, like, what, I don't know what to do. I mean, of course I want to do, like, a fucking naked shoot.
So Olivia has an idea.
Oh, tell me.
She goes, merch idea.
Great.
Talk scary to me, but creep vacant town backgrounds with one of those welcome signs, but they say talk scary to me instead. Or just your basic cute crew neck with logo. I'd wear the heck out of either.
Don't we always have the crew necks with logo? We have those.
Yeah,
I've got a bunch of sweatshirts too that I made. We just haven't put them on the site because when I made them, they were like, it was like summer almost.
Yeah. I think I also think we could do something with like, with Final Girls.
Yes, I know. That's why I want to do like the bloody, like,
and I think in the back, like, I think we can do a Final Girl with like blood and stuff, you and I, like on the back of a shirt. I think that would be so dope.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know,
and then maybe like a Final Girl.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we give it both or something. Yeah. Or do, like, maybe something in the front, you know, like a pocket size, and then have a big image on the back.
Oh, yeah, we could do pocket shirts. There's all kinds of cool stuff. You and I just need to, like, sit down and figure out, like, what. And then I had ideas of, like how we always cut up our shirts, like, having regular shirts, then, like, styling them ourselves. Like, doing stuff for everybody that we do for ourselves. Like, I always, like, am cutting shit up and making it cute. And I don't know, because there's a lot of chicks that would want to wear it cut up. So yeah. maybe we could just do it ourselves and it's like styled yeah. by us or like
we should figure out
on it or something.
I know. I was going to say we should figure out something because like when I was making these hats, mm-hmm. like a lot of people love them.
Yeah. They're
the
awesome.
Horror
yeah.
hats. So maybe we can figure out something to do with that would talk scary to me that it's like
well also those... because it comes from you know what I mean it's yeah. not like it's just like a cool hat it's like you it's your creativity and thought process that goes into making this stuff that makes
but
it
I
so
never
special.
See that I never see like the fedoras that have like horror stuff
yeah
I think it's so cool to like put like a bunch of like you know your like I mean I think we could make one for like Halloween make one for Terrifier
I
make
saw
one
them
for, you know
I did see them at Houston this last weekend
oh cool
but they were cool. but they were painted and it was on the inside of the brim
oh
so it was like art on the like you know like Michael or like Chucky or whatever but it was on the inside there wasn't really much stuff on the top
I love the stuff on the outside
I know it looks I mean, cute
I mean obviously that's like you know where you put everything that you like and what you want you know people to know that you enjoy
right
and I'm so surprised where whenever I do wear my fedora everyone's like where'd you get it I'm like I just made it myself
right
so I feel like we could figure something out
oh
for
yes
sure. I think in like, November we have a lot to do.
In November. In fucking September, girl. It was September, October, November.
I'm gone.
Not
crazy.
Yet. Not yet. Wait until you're on the plane. You always are like, I'm not going to be here. And then you're like, forget it. I'm here. Forget it. I'm
oh
here.
Oh, my God. I know. Don't jinx me like that.
I don't listen until
don't
you're
jinx me like that.
On the airplane, bitch.
Don't jinx me. Well, I know I'm going to be gone. Burning Man is here, y'all. It is here.
Well, that for By sure. The time,
oh, my God. I'm so stoked. I'm not as like prepared as I normally am because I've just been going for so long
yeah.
prior. Like I've just been like traveling so much and then you're going to be in Colorado, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the next show, Colorado Springs.
Yeah. So we go to Colorado Springs, yes. which I'm really excited about, but it's different for us. It's like a Comic-Con.
Maybe we should record there together.
Okay. I can bring my stuff.
I always like when we're together, you know?
Yeah. Maybe we can figure out a couple guests.
Ooh, no, we can't. We're not allowed. Remember?
Well, there's a guest that's not in the industry.
Oh, okay. As long as they're not at union SAG.
Yeah.
You know?
The girl that wants to do a reading for us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so maybe we
yeah,
figure
yeah,
out
yeah. Okay,
when to
that's
do
cool.
her episode there.
We could do
I
that.
I think that'd be really, really cool. I'm like really want to do that sort of
yes.
episode, but thank you for reminding me. I forget that we can't
I know.
Have any guests on.
No, we had our whole list and everything had to be put aside.
It's crazy. So I went to my first rally, my first SAG
yes.
rally.
Picket line, yes.
Yes, picket line.
How
I
was
went,
it?
It was great. I mean, I went on the horror. They were having like a Barbara Crampton and everybody and Brea Grant, they put together in Blumhouse, they put together a thing at Netflix. So we all went there. Bill Moseley was there, like Heather was there, like a lot of people showed up and participated, and a lot of people that I haven't known in the sort of horror genre, which is really, really cool, down to like writers.
Nice.
Which was awesome to just like meet everyone. It was fucking hot. It was so hot.
Don't
even
so hot. Fucking talk to me
know,
about
dude.
Heat
know,
right
dude.
Now.
I
it is 108 degrees at fucking
That's
7
insane.
O'clock at night.
That makes me not want to go there at all.
Yeah, no, it's no, but it's still awesome.
That is crazy. It's only going to get worse, Danielle. Did you hear that there is a massive tornado storm coming to Los Angeles this weekend?
Yes, I heard. We get the fuck out. I'm telling you, it's going to like fall off. Your- Have you
happening?
Seen, you know, I'm obsessed with that Street People of Los Angeles on Instagram. The crazy flash mob thieves went that like at Topanga Canyon and Century City Mall. Like
that's everywhere.
30 people
it's happening everywhere.
Dude, 30 people roll into fucking Gucci and just rob it. And
well,
Nordstrom,
if you
like,
that
that's my
they're
Nordstrom.
They're not
going
to do anything about it. If they're not going to do anything about it, then yeah. I mean, these people are, I mean, I'm not saying do it, but it's crazy.
It's because they, like, can't. They can't do anything. Yeah. You can't shoot them. You can't. Well, how are you going to restrain them? I mean, all you're going to have to. All the only thing you're allowed to do is to pull shit out of their hands, and then they'll go and they'll fucking shoot you or stab you or whatever, and then all of a sudden you fight back or whatever, and then you're the one that's going to get sued. Like, it's completely crazy. Speaking of, I went to the gun range last night.
Oh.
It was amazing.
Tell us about it.
I mean, it's really important to know, to A, not be scared, and to know how to use a gun, you know, safely, responsibly, and in a way that, like, God forbid anything ever happened, I'm completely aware. And there were guns that I had had in Los Angeles that I hadn't shot. So now that you couldn't bring to a shooting range, but now Texas has different laws and I'm able to bring that stuff here. So, so I'll post some pictures when this comes out. What's great is I'm not scared of guns. And I don't know if that's because,
I think probably because we've worked with them for so many years,
you know, handling them and respecting them. And, you know, they, I did shoot an AR and it definitely is, oh my God, the guy came over and he's like, ma'am, can you aim lower because you're blowing holes in the ceiling? Because I'm so short, I thought I was hitting the target, but because of the kickback of it, it was literally like ricocheting off of the ceiling. So I had to, like, David had to put it on, like, the table essentially and, like, lower it down. So I wasn't holding it because I just did not have, I had no idea I was blowing holes in the ceiling.
Ma'am?
Yeah, exactly. You're blowing holes in the ceiling. But I really, really, really want to take, like, tactical, like, classes. Like, I would love to be a professional. I would love to have the skill, and I think I could because I'm not afraid. I've got really good aim.
Continue this story. I think Cody needs to go out. Continue the story.
Baby. I've got really good aim. I'm not afraid of them. I mean, definitely, like, there were some guns in there that were being fired that I couldn't fire at the same time because theirs were so loud and that I just kept jumping. So until I could, like, control my breath and had some sort of peace and calm, then I was able to focus and, you know, it's a process. But I really, really, really want to get into some program where either this becomes, something that I could do professionally or, I'm not obsessed. I was actually very surprised at how inexpensive guns are. Like, I thought they were so much more expensive than they are. I definitely, like...
Why do you think, like, little kids can get them?
Well, I didn't know. I mean, I didn't think, they're, like, on average, like, $500, $900. I just assumed that they were, I don't know, $3,000. Like, that was where my mind would... I mean, I spent more than that.
Do you think that would help? If they were a little bit more expensive, but also...
No, you're,
like,
getting,
I mean,
them off... They're getting them off the street anyway. Not like they're going and buying fucking guns, people that are shooting at... Like, I mean, some, like... But just the street guns, I doubt they're going and purchasing them. They're just hot off the street. But I would love to go... Have you been to a shooting range?
I have, yeah. I've been to a few, actually.
Are you
I like the outdoor ones.
Oh, yeah, like rifles and stuff?
Yeah, like I like that sort of vibe. But, I mean, I'm okay with guns. Do I want to own a gun? Probably not.
Yeah.
I know Tom has a gun.
Yeah. Do you think if you knew how to use it really well and had a ton of training, you would be okay having one if you're going to move out of California?
I don't know. I just, like, I've never thought about having a weapon. I don't feel like I'm super unsafe to, like, have to have a gun.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe when hopefully I don't, but, I don't know. I wonder, hey, Tom.
I mean, I don't want to have to have one. I have one because I feel safe with owning a gun. You know, my guns are also in gun safe.
See, I feel safe with a baseball bat.
Oh.
Like, I still have those. I mean, we have one right by the bed. Like, yeah. I guess maybe I'm just super... I don't know. I wasn't raised on guns, so I just... And like, I've heard so many things of like, you accidentally shoot someone, like this fucking guy, this dad accidentally shot his daughter because he thought that some intruder was coming in, but it was daughter coming in from like a friend's, I think, that he thought she was going to spend the night. And she like, maybe it's like, I don't trust myself that I maybe would just fucking just shoot.
I mean, like, I think you don't blindly shoot. You know what I mean?
Like, no, I know. But like, when do you know to like shoot and it's not you getting shot first? You know, you have to like be prepared to use it. If you're going to hold it,
of course, you don't you take have it out to be prepared to use it. But you don't have to pull the trigger. I mean,
I don't know if I trust myself to like know how to like properly.
Well, see, that's what I mean. Like, if you had like extensive training and like, continue to go and we're very comfortable. I want to be very comfortable and very quick with loading and being able to do it. I mean, we have guns, you know, in our bedroom, but they're
do your kids know that you guys have guns?
Yes.
Okay. Do they like want to like shoot and
no,
stuff?
No,
like, okay.
I mean, I don't. We have one gun accessible that's got a fingerprint lock that's in a case that's locked. And the rest of them are in our gun storage, locked and not loaded. Mm. So, I don't know if they know we have them in the house. They're not accessible at all, obviously. But once my kids are old enough to go to the shooting range, they will be going to the shooting range because I want them to know how to use it. I want them to respect weapons and not be afraid. You know, I mean, even down to the point of like what I was thinking, because we took one with my neighbor Leslie and I had her, you know, she was newer at shooting and, you know, the smaller guns like mine, it's got more of a kickback. So I'm not as comfortable with the tinier guns. The like 9mm I'm actually more comfortable with because there's a little bit of weight to it. So it feels, which is what we usually use in the movies anyway. So it feels more comfortable for me.
Yeah.
So I said to Leslie, like, go ahead and try this because she seemed to be a little bit afraid of it. And it actually was, you know, it was a much bigger rifle. And it didn't feel as bad because the pressure was absorbing in the gun. So she was scared and then she was like, wow, that actually wasn't bad. So I just kept thinking, you know, if God forbid someone did break into your house and they had a weapon and you were wrestling with them or something came up, like I want to know
that
all different types of guns because everyone is different. You know, you have yours and you may know how to use yours, but there are lots of different ones. I want to know where the safeties are. I want to know how to, you know, the difference between a revolver and an automatic. Like I want to know all those things in case I'm ever in a situation. And also I want to feel what it feels like. So it does look real in movies. You know, oh my God, I was telling them, I don't know if this has ever happened to you. Have you ever been on a movie set where someone has, you know, there's no blanks or anything in guns anymore. So when they're pulling the trigger and they're pretending that it's going off, and have you ever seen an actor go bang, bang, bang and like use their, like say it?
Yeah.
I have too. I'm like, guys, I remember like cracking up going, we're not playing like cowboys bang. Indians. Like you can't say bang. You don't say bang when you're actually firing a real gun.
Was it you, Danielle?
It was not me. The problem
pew, pew.
Is
I usually
I've...
go like this. I usually go pew, 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 pew.
I mean, well, that's more of like a revolver makes that little bing, 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 yeah, you know? Yeah. But a pistol obviously is my preferred, but I still like, I can't load it right. Like I'm not strong enough. Like even sometimes my hands don't reach properly for certain, you know, for certain things that I need to do. So it's all about just really finding what you're the most comfortable with, but also having a respect and an understanding of how to use them. So, so I may start getting into, if anyone listening knows anyone, I mean, I am in Texas. I would love to, I mean, I've got obviously all my cop friends, like I could get training.
Man,
like,
I was going to say there's like a
business, you know, but there,
I mean, that's kind of like a stunt thing, you know? So there's this group of women that do like gun training. It's like,
do you listen to Terran Tactical? Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, that's who it is.
Yeah,
and I want to be her.
That
seems really cool and interesting. Yes. I feel like you can find that easy in Texas.
So. If anyone knows,
group of women that do gun things.
Well, they have like women Wednesday gun at the gun club. Like they have. Oh. they have it where they like get together there. And shoot, and you have safety briefing, and then they shoot, and then they go have like dinner.
But you want like actual,
I want like real hardcore, like timed.
Well, maybe we should hit up this the tactical people and see if they'll have us. Like,
would you go with me to do it?
Yeah. No, I have no problem shooting guns and learning about guns. Yeah. I just don't know if I would own one for myself.
Right.
But I'm okay with like people having them, and even you know, Tom having one here in the house.
Yeah.
I'm like, I get it. But maybe,
I mean, I'm
maybe
not
going
to be carrying. I don't think I'd be carrying, but I'd like to.
Yeah, no.
I would love to get to a place where if I was going to a bad area or a bad neighborhood or something where I could feel like I could carry. I mean, I would actually feel super comfortable if I can get a concealed carry and be able to take it to a show.
Hey guys, here's your free beauty and lifestyle hack for this episode of Talk Scary to Me. FabFitFun is the best way to save money on beauty and lifestyle products from the brands you love. Discover new brands and treat yourself to something nice without overpaying. I don't know if you guys remember this, but I used to be a rep for a beauty distributing company, and I solely took that job because I love beauty products and I would get a 50% discount by working for the company. Needless to say, that job didn't last very long, but oh, how I loved the products. Then FabFitFun came along. I no longer had to work for a company to get the same awesome perks. Not only was I getting 50% off, but I was getting up to 70% off. And these aren't just sample sizes, low quality products, or the discounted lines or unsold merch that you find at discount stores. What's their secret? Well, with over a million members, FabFitFun helps brand growth by placing massive orders with big promotions. In exchange, these brands offer up early access, exclusive drops, and sleep discounts on the most sought after products. Enjoy name brand full size products of your favorites, new brands, and the ones you've always wanted to try at crazy discounted prices that you just won't find anywhere else. Sign up at fabfitfun.com/talkscary, customize your box, and get access to discounts of up to 70% off on brands like Fenty, Free People, and Our Place, just to name a few. Not in love with this season's options? Take the credit to shop their exclusive flash sales of up to 70% off and save on the biggest name brands out there. And if you join FabFitFun as a new seasonal member right now, you'll also get 20% off your membership. So your first box is only $47.99 for up to a $300 value box each season. But only while supplies last. FabFitFun boxes sell out. Join FabFitFun today and save at fabfitfun.com/talkscary. fabfitfun.com/talkscary.
Like, I would...
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I mean, fucking Michael Rooker does. Like, I mean, you know how many actors have concealed carries that have guns at shows? A lot.
I can't even talk about that because I feel like there needs to be way more precaution at conventions nowadays with
there's
what is
not,
happening.
There's not, though, dude. There's not.
I know.
Not.
But, like,
that's
how
why.
We need to make that happen first before we bring guns into it. I know that we're all responsible, but, like, I think if, like, somebody was to hear, oh, well, they bring it, so I can bring it. I mean, I've seen a lot of fans that have carried guns in states that we've been in that it's allowed, and, like, that is absolutely terrifying for
me. Well, most places you're not. Like, there's signs on every fucking door here.
But that's how the guy killed that one fucking girl.
She walked out.
At a fucking signing.
Yeah, but she was outside.
Yeah, but, like, who's to say that would not happen, like they don't check? They don't do... I mean, I'm not getting... don't get any ideas,
please,
everybody.
Please,
but, like,
please.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like,
and listen,
even
Scout,
like, the knives.
They just started not allowing real weapons. That's only been 2 years.
In Oklahoma, there were knives. I was shocked.
Wow.
I was shocked.
I remember
and
people used to hold knives over, for pictures, the throat.
No. It's so weird. I don't know what's going on with me right now. I don't know if it's just everything that is going on in the world, and I just feel like people are fucking losing their marbles, or they're just getting more confidence to, like, be able to, like, do a lot of this shit that they've been wanting to do. But, like, every time I go to a con now, I have nightmares the night before.
Really?
That someone is going to shoot me or stab me. Like, I have, like nightmares about it. I think I'm just now, like, because there's no control over it at all.
Well, and there's a shit fucking ton of police officers. There's a shit ton of security. I know it's a second, but I think you're just as likely to be out in fucking LA at Topanga and get shot than you are sitting at a convention.
Well, I mean, at a con, they don't know, like, you know, they know that you're going to be there. That's my only thing. It's like I don't know why this is like been happening, but it happened in Oklahoma and it happened the con before. I just had like these like uneasy, weird feeling. And I think it's because I've been seeing a lot more weapons recently. Mm. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's to stop someone from like fucking, you know, doing that?
Listen, here's the deal. Do what I do, and I'm more than happy to split it with you. Hire security, hire a police officer like I do.
Maybe we have to do that.
Especially the bigger ones, in between us. You see, I have them all the time. Stand there. They are armed, and they walk with me everywhere, and I feel safe, and it's like not a lot of money to do it. And if that helps you.
I wonder if it's weird, like you guys listening to this and thinking that we're like scared of that happening. I hope you guys like understand and don't think that it's weird. I mean, we deal with a lot of personalities, and sometimes some people's personalities are a little like
intense,
and like I can't gauge what is going on. And so when I can't engage someone and I'm meeting people constantly.
Yeah.
It's just so uneasy. And I'm like, I just don't want to have that.
Picking up on everyone's energy around as well. And it's very hard to get your spidey sense like focused on whether or not whoever is in front of you is. I mean, for the most part, pretty quickly, you can tell. But for me, like I know the times that I have felt incredibly uncomfortable, I try to just brush it off and make that person at ease, because I don't want that energy between myself and the person, which maybe that's the wrong thing to do. Maybe I should be more, I mean, I don't know. I've never had anybody thrown out of a show or like, you know, nothing has happened ever to like, you know, make me feel. The only thing was obviously when I was at the show in Ontario, in Canada, when I thought something was happening that it wasn't. But then I'm like, I've got everybody around me, like, good luck trying something.
I've never felt like that, but I think it's what's going on in the world. Do I now feel a little like
scared?
Yeah. I think that's it. Nothing happened at a con that I'm like, it's just like, I think what's going on is people just fucking freaking me out a little bit.
People are not stable right now.
Yeah. And something did happen at Oklahoma, which was so interesting. There was a gentleman that I met, and I didn't have an issue with him. And he approached me, and he told me, you know, I'm the promoter, and I help one of the promoters and all this stuff and whatever. And I was like, okay, cool. And we, you know, talked for a while, and he was behind the table. And then I get like the girl next to me who is helping me, like, texted the promoter and was like, hey, do you know this guy? And the guy was like, I have no idea who you're talking about. And I was like, wow.
So he was saying he was the promoter of that show?
Yeah, that he was the promoter's friend to help, and he like was given the job to help people and make sure if we needed anything. And I'm like, I believe that person. And I'm like, it's okay, like, you know, like, but just don't lie to me. Then that makes me feel so weird. Then I'm like, fuck, I'm so gullible. Other people can just like be like, I'm this. Come with me here. You know?
Well, I think
we get pulled in different directions constantly. And we're just like, okay, cool. That's why I'm writing a fucking horror movie about it.
Listen, like I said, you and I will have a separate conversation off the air about security. And I am more than happy, because I'm probably going to have it at most of the shows anyway. More than happy to...
We're always together anyway.
Hire it with you. Oh my God, you'll feel so much better. It's a little bit awkward, you know, to have to go everywhere with them. But it does feel better. You feel like because they're watching people
I'm
in line.
I'm such a free spirit when too. You're, and I'm like, I don't like
I
it.
I know. When you're like, then you can focus your energy on the person in front of you and not have to worry about who's reaching in their bag behind that person or who's staring or who's doing this mm-hmm. or who's doing, like, they have eyes and know what to look for, where we just want to be able to, you know, to connect to the person that's in front of us and enjoy the experience and have them enjoy the experience. But I get it. I get it.
We're also, you know, we're also women, you know, so it's that front. It was interesting because at the Oklahoma show, this one woman was like sitting kind of behind me, but like over in like the eating area. And she's mm-hmm. sitting there for a while and she came over and she was like, hi, I just want to let you know that I'm just like watching just because I'm writing a book about like the whole convention thing. And I was like, oh yeah, no, I clocked you. I know that you're there. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's like, she's like, oh, you did? She's like, yeah. I was like, I've got to like know where it is. You know, that's why I don't like to have like opening in the back.
Yeah.
Of me, you know, I like to be up against a wall. So I'm like, okay, you know, I mean, like, she's like, oh my God, that's so crazy that you know that. I'm like, you just gotta like, you know, we're women and we just naturally do that anyways.
How would you feel with me? Corners. How would you feel with me carrying, if you and I were at a show together?
I mean, I'm fine. Because I know you. You know, I think it's different. Like when I see a stranger with like a fucking
yeah.
gun.
Would you feel safer if I was carrying at a show?
I don't know. I mean, I'd have to like answer that when I'm in it.
Right.
It's so funny to think of you like holding carrying a gun because I mean, yeah. I've seen you carry
I
guns
know.
All the time.
Well, so come to the range with me and you'll be like, oh, okay, I actually
it's kind
feel.
Of, you're usually pointing the gun at me or whoever. So I'm like, okay, whatever. That's it's not really ever, uncommon.
I don't think I have. Have I? Have we ever done anything together with? No, we haven't done anything together where I've pointed a gun at any weapon stuff, have we?
No, but I guess I'm just saying with like all my girlfriends that are in the horror world.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, okay, well, like, usually,
it's normal.
I'm used to y'all holding weapons.
You got an axe or a giant fucking knife? Yeah. Just another day at the office.
So when did this come about that you wanted to carry and your interest in guns? Has it always been or is
I mean,
it
I've
like
always,
kind of,
like I've always gone to the shooting range. I've always like, you know, cleaned them and taken them apart with David. My grandpa was police officer. All of our friends are police officers. Like, it's not something mm-hmm. that hasn't been around me.
Yeah.
Tons. You know, I didn't have them in my home, obviously, until I didn't buy one or own one until I was with David. And then, you know, he's got his. And then I started getting ones that were right for me. And I've always been interested in sort of competing or learning how to do, you know, to do it, and I always have had a respect for them. But I mean, being in a state where it's not taboo, it's not like yeah. such a big fucking deal to have
yeah,
one.
That's also probably easier.
You know, it's not, it's, you get these little old ladies that have them in their purses. Like, you know, it's just, it's just a different way of thinking here. And I appreciate it. And to each his own, you know, you don't like him, you don't have him, you don't want him, cool, awesome, have a baseball bat. Yeah. Like whatever suits you. I'm not judging anybody for having them or not having them. For me,
I think it's
just
nice to, yeah, I think it's nice to know that Tom has one.
Yeah.
You know, just in case.
Of course. The fucking world could like, you know, zombie apocalypse. It's not far from, and that's funny because you know the target that I picked was a zombie. I'll have to
was
post it later. Yeah,
yeah
it was aliens or zombies. I'm like, I'm not gonna do the aliens right now. I'm gonna yeah. do the fucking
too
zombies.
Much alien,
too much alien. Yeah, no, thank you.
Oh my God, it's so funny. Oh,
let me
guns.
See. So we've got actually a couple of, let me read some questions because you guys have
dirty to me, shall you, we? Let's go.
See, okay, so we're not getting that much dirty stuff. We're getting more of like,
oh,
I mean, some,
talk advice
some
to me.
Dirty-ish, but this is kind of dirty, but interesting. So they're going to be anonymous. Hi, Danielle and Scout. I love you ladies, and I love that I can email you questions and stories all the time. This time I want to remain anonymous. Is it normal for a straight male to want to have an experience with a trans woman? I'm 30 years old and I want to experience things before I get tied down with relationships and marriage. Any help would be appreciated. Thanks so much. No,
go
I don't think
it.
That's weird.
No. I went through my bi phase trying to figure out what the fuck I want.
Yeah, that'd be I would be super interested.
And hey, I liked women that were butch. And
yeah, me too.
My pastime, I liked men that were a little bit more femme.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Totally.
Try
I mean,
it.
I guess don't knock it till you try it, you know? But I definitely think go for it. You're only 30. Like, why not?
You're young.
It's just be safe about it. You know, it's easily accessible, I'm sure. There's ways to make that happen. And I mean, I don't know. When you go to like a gay guy bar, are there trans women there? Or are they at the girl bars?
I think it's everywhere. I mean, because like even when you go to a gay bar, there's women there or there's lesbians.
Of course,
like
right.
I think it's everywhere. I think that thing is like, I don't know if you like necessarily know, like unless you really do. But I don't know. Like, I'm not sure I'm trying to figure out how to like help him. Like,
I mean, I definitely like there's trans men that come to, I guess, wait, is it? Okay, I'm a little bit of a moron. It's trans woman if they were a man and have become a woman, made the transition to a woman, right? That's a trans woman. Right.
Say that again.
Trans woman was at one time a male and is now identifying as a female.
I don't know. I'm not sure the lingo. I just like that's why I just use it as like trans.
Trans. Yes. Okay. So I'm still trying to figure it out, guys.
But I know
that there have been a few that I have seen like at shows where I'm like, oh, okay. There was one not too long ago that I was like, she's hot. And I'm pretty sure she was trans. It might have been Oklahoma, actually.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There
right?
was a, yeah, yeah. She was a cutie.
Super
she
cute, hot. Right?
And she had like a raspy voice.
Yeah. She reminded me of my
tall.
Friend Davina. I was like, she's hot.
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about. So, I was like, oh, you're cute.
You can kind of maybe.
Sometimes you can. I was watching Survivor and I couldn't even tell that one of the contestants on there was trans. And a few times like you can't tell. I mean, I had a massive crush on Ellen Page at the time.
Yes.
And I mean, Elliot Page, I mean, might even be better, but you know,
you know, what's interesting. I don't even know what I would be more attracted to. Like if
really?
I were to explore, would I be more attracted to a trans woman if that means looking like a woman but still having male body parts, or a trans man having woman body parts like Ellen, like Elliot
just Page?
It
means you're bisexual, Danielle.
Well, duh.
You're bisexual.
But like, I'm curious, like I kind of, because I'm a little scared of the vagina, but like I'm not scared of the penis. So maybe it would be easier for me to like physically be with someone that looks like a female on the outside, but has a penis.
God, I was so terrified the first time I went down there. I was so terrified. I was so terrified.
Did you get her off?
It was no. Oh, fuck no. Are you kidding me? Come on. I had to get past a lot of fucking things.
Oh, my God.
In
I
my
read
way
the funniest quote the other day.
Before I was like, is this Ruby or is this not?
There was a great quote on Instagram yesterday and I was going to post it. It said something a woman orgasming, through only vaginal penetration is without clitoral stimulation is like a man orgasming only if you're grabbing his balls.
Oh my God, it's so true.
Like
though.
It's impossible. Like if you're just stroke grabbing the balls, like your dude's not gonna come. Like you have
it's
to
so true
you
though.
Have to touch the penis. Like you have to fucking stroke the penis. It's the same thing for a woman. You like putting it in and out doesn't do anything. You gotta twiddle the bean, as you know, as yeah. we say.
Yeah.
I don't
oh
get
God.
It. So, yeah.
Funny.
I was like, yes, that's exactly the way to describe it.
It's funny. This is nothing to do with that, but I just want to say this before I forget it. So a spider with venomous bite that causes permanent erection.
Yes, I saw that.
Store.
Did you send me that? You sent me that shit on TikTok. That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No way. It doesn't have to bite you on your dick.
The highest venomous spider was found in a box of bananas. People with the want to know the location of the store.
See, so I told you.
People want to know the location.
Clickbait.
Where's the store? Asking for a friend. Are they available on Amazon Prime yet? Come again.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, what just is like the that fuck woman get
over their fear
me?
Of spiders.
The fuck is she sending me? And then I'm like, girl, I don't know any of this.
What store?
Yeah.
Where can I find this spider? Asking for grandpa. Oh my god, I have to read some of these. Half the people running out, then the other half running, hoping they get bit.
Oh my god.
Find this spider.
Oh, so we got
if you
we
see
got some...
me by the banana section, mind your business.
So we got a lot of people are still talking about aliens.
Oh, let's go. Aliens so, more.
So this is, well, it's just a comment from Andrew. It says, hi, Danielle and Scout. Here are some thoughts to do with UFOs and aliens. Why are illegal immigrants also called aliens? Just look up terrestrial and inhabitant of Earth and extra is additional. I think this has something to do with human trafficking because aliens are always thought to be abducting people, but these aliens are seen as curious and not violent. I have no idea what that means.
I don't know.
This is from someone else. Danielle, I met you at Houston Film Festival. I showed her the picture she signed for me as a child. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you, but I wasn't blah, 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 blah. There is a craft. So they say there is a craft or UFO UAV off the coast of California known as the Tic Tac. You can Google Tic Tac aliens or UFO or UAV and see pictures of it. In 2004, 2005, I spent 6 months with SETI, Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. I didn't even know that was a thing. Flying around off the coast of California, taking pictures and videos of it. So I have seen it and it is real. Not sure if it is alien or something else, but it is definitely weird and not like anything of Earth that we know of. 60 Minutes did a show on it from August of 2021. You should watch, and there's a link to it. Anyway, I know you said you were a kid in California as a kid, and I just wanted to share that, yes, there is definitely something weird out there in the ocean. That's from Andrea.
Oh, man, Andrea.
Because I was like, oh, are they coming on the – are they coming to the coast, or are they only in the desert?
It kind of looks like what they were doing in Nope, which is fucking brilliant, by the way. If y'all have never seen that, go fucking see it.
Nope.
Nope. Nope.
Nope.
Such a good movie. It kind of looks like the sort of imagery like that they were trying to do in Nope.
Oh. Yeah, what is that?
Shuttle.
It's an alien shuttle.
It's a spaceship. It's an alien spaceship.
Okay.
Did you hear about, okay, obviously it's old news, but about this contraption that went in the water down to the Titanic?
Yeah, we talked about that like 5 episodes ago.
I know. But I am curious why they did this full, like, what was it? Like 5 days of, are they alive? Are they not alive? Are they alive? Are they not alive? I heard that the Navy, because they were the ones that said that they heard the sound, they picked up the sound. Mm. They picked up the sound of what could only have been from a explosion, like in early hours, like that same day. So they already knew that these people were gone. Like the only thing that could have made that was something of that, you know, extreme. Mm. So why was it like this big, like, I don't know. I'm just like, what was the fucking purpose like of that sort of
exploded
what happened
news?
During that time?
Between the time that they heard it and when they went and actually investigated.
Yeah,
it?
I think something was going on with like something else was going on with the government of like, I think like passing something or so. I don't know. It's all too fucking fishy, man. It's all crazy. And then with Hawaii, what like is going on
my
and like.
God.
Like that is absolutely insane, but like the locals and like all the Hawaii, like they're like talking about speculation of like the governors and the government of like them wanting to like clear it for like smart homes and all
this fucking shit.
And they're saying that it's like laser, like I guess like the US has laser like fucking beams apparently.
Nobody knows. I know, what we have.
But it's so crazy. Like the cars are fucking toasted. But the concrete is fine. And the trees, most of the trees are fine.
Mm.
And I saw an interview with someone, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't be talking about this because it's not my island or like, you know, I'm not a local, but I don't know. I'm just like, I just would hate to think that these fucking big high people would like fucking do something like this to innocent people.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I mean, a lot of the locals are upset right now.
I have watched the news a bit, and there are a couple things the locals are saying that I agree with that is crazy. Like, they're literally realtors that are calling in development.
They've been wanting to buy it for years.
Are calling these people that have lost their homes and offering them money to buy the land.
Yeah. I think.
Yeah. I don't know.
But like all the expensive homes, fine.
Well, that's usually the way that it is, girlfriend. I hate to say it, but usually people are going to go protect the more expensive neighborhoods than not. And also they were saying like, oh, these fucking tourists are like swimming in the same waters that like the people have died in, you know, like, what? Get out of there. What are you
guys
doing?
Have some fucking respect. Come on.
What
like,
is going
on? Don't go to fucking Hawaii right now. Are you kidding me? Don't go fucking do your like little fucking honeymoon or your thing. Like donate. That's what you can do. Let's take your pictures. I'm in fucking Hawaii. Like, come on, man.
I know. People are so stupid. The fuck is the matter with people? My God,
have it on my Instagram if you guys want to donate. So donate to them. Hopefully they'll be able to restore their home and their land. It's crazy.
Okay, here's a question from a fan. I've got a massive obsession over every boy that even smiles in my direction, and I regularly find myself in situations where I'm sitting there for days rotting away just waiting for them and thinking about them. If they don't do the oddly specific thing I wanted them to do, I convince myself that they hate me. It's becoming borderline mental illness, and I need advice on how to move on because I recognize this is unhealthy and it's impacting my life. P.S. Also, I'm scared it will cause me to relapse because I'm nearly 100 days cut free.
Babe, you need to go to therapy and you need to go to SLA.
Yeah.
SLA if you want to be with other people that are going through similar things of you or things that you could learn from. But you, baby cakes, need to go to some therapy because it'll only make you feel better.
Yes.
Like, honestly, it'll take time. You might not see the results right away, but
you got to start somewhere.
Yes.
You don't want to live your life like this. This is not healthy for anybody, you, your family. You don't want to live your life like this.
No, that is a terrible feeling to have that no one appreciates you and that you don't appreciate yourself. No, go get help because you are loved and you shall love yourself.
Yes, got to love yourself first.
Coming from someone who did not love themselves in their 20s, I like fully love myself now. Yep. And it's because of therapy.
Both of us were in SLAA and it has immensely helped our lives.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds like some stuff that I've heard in those meetings.
Yep.
Okay, it's a lonely place, but be surrounded by others too.
Here's one. Hi, ladies. My name is Rob. I absolutely love the advice you give and would like to know your take on an issue that I face often. I don't think I read this last week. First off, I love the awareness you bring to the topic of mental illness, and I think you both are awesome with advice because you're all so vulnerable yet strong. I have many people in my life that struggle with it, some severe, some mild, and do my best to be there for everyone. My predicament is sometimes individuals use their illness as an excuse to be a dick or forgiven for things even when loved ones are hurt in the process. Did we read this last week? It sounds familiar.
I think so.
Okay. I'm like, either I read this in my head or I read it.
You read it. Finish it.
I've seen people too scared to hold anyone accountable because of it. I grew up with a traditional Filipino family and my father was military, so I tend to be honest with how I feel and not afraid to push back when someone needs a little tough love. Is it wrong for me to think that mental illness isn't a free pass to be shitty? Thank you both and keep up the good work. Sorry, this was lengthy. Oh, Rob, this was so not lengthy. You should see some of the emails we get.
Yeah. Man, that's a toughie. That's tough. Because I'm a little bit more sensitive than you. So if I had, like, mental... I do. Like, I don't know if... It depends on what tough love is.
Right, for them to be
in
a dick.
In his definition.
I think that there has to be boundaries.
Yeah.
And I think that you have to lay strong boundaries. And if it gets out of hand, you do not need to give them a get out of jail free card. But it needs to be addressed, and it needs to be addressed strongly and immediately. And if it continues, that person needs to be removed from your personal space. I do not think that it is a go for it. You have issues, so you could just be a fuckhead. No excuse, but it happens, you know.
Yeah.
But
oh my God, Django is chasing a goddamn fly. he'll jump on me or smash everything just to go eat a fucking fly. My God.
Oh, life is so simple. Wouldn't it be great if that was like all we had to do?
Yeah.
All we had to worry about was just fucking eating flies.
Cody's miserable. He had to go get his butt glands figured out.
Oh, gross.
He was so constipated. Poor baby. But they gave him a goddamn poodle tail.
Was he boots? What do they call it? Boot scoot? Scoot boot? Oh, my God. He's so cute.
What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
What is that?
A lion
what
tail?
What is that? What the fuck is that? Cody, give me my ears back. It's like Tom's like, we have to diet. I was like, no. It's like, I had a diet pink. It's like, no, it's probably because he was so dreaded up near the tail, the bottom of the tail. They were like, well, fuck, we're gonna shave it. But I'm like, he looks like he has like a rat tail that just goes into like a poof ball. I'm like, that's crazy. Well, should we do this 911
call? Let me hear your 911 calls.
All right, 911 call. Let's pop this. I haven't listened to this, so we're going to listen together, everybody.
911, where is your
Where are you at?
535 Place. Okay, what's going on?
Hold on. Just a second, Anna.
I can't seem to help you.
My son has killed my wife.
He killed your wife? How did he kill your wife?
I don't know. I just found out he had a crazy story, and now he has stolen the car, and I went looking for her.
Okay.
She's in the garage, and she's been hit in the head. She's dead.
Okay, so she's not breathing at all?
No, she's dead.
Okay. Hold on. What made you think your
son... He's driving a white Infiniti.
When did your son leave?
Just now.
Okay, he just left?
Yes.
Okay, what kind of a vehicle did he leave in? He's a white Infiniti?
He's driving a 2011 white Infiniti
G37.
G37? Yes.
Okay. What direction did he leave going?
I have no idea.
You don't know what direction he left going? Do you know where he might be going?
No.
No. He said he hit your wife. Do you know what he hit her with?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. She's laying in the garage. Okay. She has something over her head, and I lifted it up. Her head is smashed so bad.
Okay. Like a tarp over her head?
No, a blanket.
Okay. Do you have, like, a license plate number by chance?
I don't know.
Okay.
Right now.
That's fine. Okay.
Call your mom. Tell her to come get you.
Okay. How old is your son?
He's 17.
17? What's your son's name?
Josh Bryant.
Josh Bryant?
Yes.
Okay. I have lots of help headed that way to you, okay? I have lots of help headed that way to you, okay?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I have lots of help headed that way to you, okay? Is that another kid in here in the background?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you think he might be on his way back to you guys?
No, he's left. He's run because of what he had did.
Okay. Do you have any idea what kind of caused this to happen? It's okay if you don't.
Okay. I went to get my daughter from the gym. I'm gone 30 minutes, and I come back. We were supposed to go to a pitching lesson.
Okay. And when you just got back home?
Yeah, I got home, and he gave me excuses about where she went, and I needed to work on the dinner. And I started getting suspicious, and then I checked her phone, and the cops are here.
Wait, okay. So she seems very calm to have found her wife dead on the floor. Did they hear that?
The dispatcher. That's the dispatcher. The husband was the one who was calling.
Oh, it sounded like a woman.
Yeah, that was a dispatcher. Oh, no. It was, he sounded pretty panicked. He also is taking care of his other child to try to get, but then he said that he was suspicious. I'm going to look up the story. Yeah. My God. He's sentenced to 40 years in prison for murder of his stepmother in Oklahoma. Oh, well. Hold on.
Nothing against Oklahoma people.
I know it's just so funny that everything like, we're talking about is Oklahoma. 3 hours after the shooting, he was stopped on the Interstate 35 while driving his mother's car.
How old is he?
The defendant's father, Brad, so he was 17 at the time. My son has killed my wife, he said, and he had a crazy story, and now he's stolen the car, and I went looking for her, and she's in the garage, and she's been hit in the head. She's dead. The father said he had come home after picking up his daughter from the gym and was planning to take his son, a baseball player, to a pitching lesson. Bryant was a student at Boulevard Academy School. He struck his stepmother in the front dining room and then sat on the kitchen floor for 5 minutes, contemplating his actions, according to the court. He then shot her in the garage because she was suffering and he didn't want to see her in pain. Adam said the defendant pleaded guilty. It was just such an awful case for everyone involved. There were no winners. Damn.
So he lost control of his temper. He hit her. And then he didn't know what to do, and he decided to go kill her.
Struck his stepmother. I wonder if it was like with a bat, since he was going to go do.
Well, he would have served less time if he didn't fucking kill her. And maybe she would have survived.
God.
So what makes someone go, okay, I just need to end it? I mean, did he think he's going to like get grounded or get in trouble for doing it? So he just figured.
Yeah, I think that's why like a lot of the younger kids, like I'm going to get in trouble. I don't want to get in trouble.
So I'm going to go kill somebody and then get in trouble in the biggest way humanly
like
possible.
Dragging your stepmom like into and then just like shooting her. Oh my God, it's crazy.
No, I couldn't.
Well, good for the dad. The dad like got suspicious. The dad was like, where is she? And then he checked her phone and then went into the garage and discovered that.
So he was sitting in the kitchen waiting for his dad to come home. And then he came home and.
Thank goodness he didn't like kill the rest of his family.
I'm surprised he didn't.
You know, obviously, it was an accident, and then he just, like, yeah, I don't know. God. That's crazy, man. That's fucking nuts. That's nuts.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't like those 911 calls. Always give me. No wonder you have fucking nightmares before you go to a show. You've on TikTok 911 calls.
Well, this is, we fucking added this on our goddamn show. So who listens to that? Me. Who puts them together? Me.
Because you were already listening to that shit.
I'm also fucking writing a goddamn book about, like, morticians and dead right. people and fucking cases and like, interviewing my dad on, like, certain cases. And he's like, he fucking came over to dinner the other day and he was like, oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that one guy, like, went climbing and then he fell. And then his bodies were just scattered everywhere. His body was over there. He's, like, laughing. He was like, his body's over there. His body was over there. I was, like, trying to figure, get it all collected. I was like, so do you collect every part? He's like, we try. I was like, oh, my God. I'm eating fucking chicken. I'm like, no wonder I'm fucked up. I'm
like, maybe Jesus. Stick to vegetables when you interview your dad about dead people.
I know. I have to interview him tomorrow because I just kind of need to, like, there's a chapter where I'm going to have him, like, tell his whole story of, like, how he started. And I was talking to him and he was like, I was fucking freaked out.
Oh, I'm sure.
I was freaked out. I was like, you were freaked out? So why did you stay? He's like, money.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God. And then he was like, then I discovered that I was really good at it. Like, that's crazy to be
Guess
fucking...
what I'm doing tomorrow.
What?
I'm getting stoned as fuck and going to see Snoop Dogg.
Nice. That's tomorrow? I thought that was Saturday.
Tomorrow, Friday. It's Thursday, you guys. We're recording. We record a couple days before.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Because I'm busy. Because I'm going to celebrate my husband's birthday. We're going to go see. It's Snoop Dogg, Too Short, Wiz Khalifa, Warren G. And yes, we're going to go check into a really nice hotel. And we're going to spend the day at the pool and drinks. And then we're going to get super stoned. And we're going to go to the concert. And then come back to the hotel and have stony, awesome, crazy sex. And go to sleep and wake up at probably 6 o'clock like I normally do, and come back home and get the kids.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time.
Thank you very much. I can't wait. I've never seen
Snoop
him live.
Dogg.
Have you ever seen him in concert?
Nah.
I fucking love him. Do you like Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, I like, I think, I like his music. I think he's a cool vibe. I really do.
Have you ever been to like a rap concert? Like, have you ever?
Yeah.
Who have you seen in concert? You think? You're like,
I went to a Rihanna. Does that count?
No.
Riri. I went to Rihanna. I've been to a Kanye West on accident. Yeah.
Okay. That's,
a long time ago,
that
though.
That counts. That's kind of probably
long
similar.
Time ago. That wasn't that good of a show, though.
Oh.
I was very shocked. Hmm. I was like, wow, this is kind of weird. But I would love to. Snoop Dogg would probably be really awesome to see.
Yeah, he's going
to
be dope. I just love everything about him. I love everything that he stands for.
He's so
just
cool.
The fucking coolest.
Let's manifest that Snoop Dogg will be on this show.
Dude.
Could you fucking imagine? He'd be like, yeah, let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about
sex. Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, wait, that's not him. What are you doing?
Oh, sorry. Well, I'm just saying. He doesn't have to say that.
That's
but,
salt
like,
and pepper. What the fuck?
I'm not fucking quoting one of his songs. I'm just like... But I feel like there's someone that we know that knows Snoop Dogg. And I feel like Snoop Dogg is so fucking chill that he would come on this. He'd be like, all right, let's go.
Let's manifest it.
How about you fucking meet him tomorrow night?
Dude, I got to wear some booty shorts or something.
Make a goddamn sign. Make a sign.
To say, and what's it going to say?
I don't know. You're fucking clever. Come up with something.
Oh.
Come up with something sexy, and then he'll be like, hey, you,
yeah.
Come here.
Yeah, right.
Jay would be like, no!
I love it.
Hilarious.
No, he'd be like, go, go, go.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
fucking loves Snoop.
Like, go get him! Go get Snoop Dogg! Oh my God, it'd be so fucking cool to smoke a joint with Snoop Dogg.
Oh my God, could you imagine?
Dude.
I would love to smoke a joint with him and Martha Stewart. Could you imagine what that would be like? Like,
God, how that friendship happened.
But it's
like
brilliance, right?
Some fucking publicist out there is like,
it completely changed.
I did that.
Her whole persona, like, yeah. She was a fucking criminal, you know?
And well, she was a criminal. So yes. Someone was like, fuck, what do we do? What do we do? How do we go and fix this? Snoop Dogg.
Genius. I love them together. I wonder if Snoop Dogg
was like, yo,
Martha.
I can fix this.
Yeah.
I can fix this. I fucking hope it was his idea. Dude, see that song. That song you get down to. We're going to have that at the wedding. I love it.
All right.
On that note, guys, happy Tuesday.
Do you want to watch our crazy videos? Don't forget to sign up for Patreon.
And send us questions.
Get all of our videos. You'll love it. We're crazy. We've got all kinds of fun stuff coming up. And yeah, that's it, guys. Happy Tuesday, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.